Day 25, the final breakthrough, how to solve problems quickly and effectively. Listen, after all that we've done and all we've worked on together, what's it really going to take to succeed? One final ability, and that is the ability to handle the inevitable problems that will come up when you start making major progress towards any goal. That is, I don't care how much skill you have, how much ability you have, how great things are flowing, problems are going to come up. And the reason is problems are part of life. They're part of what allow us to grow and expand and become somebody. Our life would be pretty darn boring without problems. In fact, we wouldn't get to know who we really are. So today, as we near the end of this personal power program, it's appropriate we just take a few minutes on this day to at least talk about the basic foundation of how to handle problems. How do we deal with those inevitable things that come up that we did not expect that get in the way of your ability to really succeed? And the solutions are simple, and this tape will be brief. Because in problem solving, the most important thing that I could share with you and have you please remember for a lifetime is this. Learn to spend 80% of your time on the solution and only 20% of your time on the problem. Gosh, if you did only that alone and you listened to nothing else I said on this idea of how to solve problems, you would change your whole life. Because inevitably, what makes little problems into big monsters is spending all your time going over and over and over what the problem is. You don't need to do that. You just got to identify what's the challenge and what do I need to do to turn this thing around. And remember the power of questions. If you keep asking yourself, why do these problems always come up for me? How come this always happens? Why is this happening now? Those kinds of questions will whip you into an emotional frenzy because, again, they're endless loop questions. They will not solve your problem. Problem solving comes by controlling your focus, expecting an answer, knowing what you want in terms of change, trying something, noticing whether it works or not, and simply changing your approach until you get the result that you want. That's all you got to do to solve problems. Now, it's true, we've come full circle. In the first tape, we talked about this ultimate success formula, and we talked about that you could speed up the process of getting what you want, including solving problems, simply by using role models. Hey, if I've got a problem, the first thing I try to do is ask myself, how can I turn this around? What's the quickest way I can turn this around? What's the fastest way I can turn this around and maybe even have fun doing it? Or how can I learn from this while I quickly turn it around and have fun during the process? Remember, your brain can answer any challenge, any problem, if you just ask an effective question of yourself. And where your resources are not enough, there are plenty of people that have already gone through whatever problem you're going through who can give you solutions if you'll just model them. In other words, human experience, even though we're unique, the challenges that we experience in our lives, in relationships, in business, in friendships, in parenting, in economics, and in managing our physical body, those problems are common. And the solutions are also common. So finding a role model is a way to speed up the process of solving problems, finding out from them what they did, doing the same things, getting the same kinds of solutions. The thing that stops most people from being able to handle their problems is an emotional state known as overwhelm. If you get yourself in a state of overwhelm, then what's going to happen is your inherent ability to deal with virtually any problem gets squashed. So how do we stay out of overwhelm? Answer, learn to do two things. One, learn to associate in your mind massive pain to being overwhelmed. In other words, teach your brain to go into a state of overwhelm is much more painful than to deal with a problem. If you'll do that, your brain will do anything to stay out of overwhelm. In addition, teach your brain the pleasure that it gets by solving problems. Because the truth is in life, some of the greatest satisfaction you'll ever have is from taking on a massive challenge where it looked like there's no way to turn it around and pulling it off. One of the outcomes that I'm most proud of in my life came out of one of my most painful experiences. I turned my company around from $758,000 in debt from a guy who embezzled $250,000. You can't believe the sense of satisfaction and confidence that comes when you've been able to systematically every day handle virtually every problem that a business can have and turn it around. It transforms your belief about what you're truly capable of as a human being and creates an unbelievable sense of pride, of accomplishment. I mean, it's incredible. So again, the most important aspect to solving a problem is, one, manage your own state. You've got to stay out of overwhelm. You've got to stay resourceful. No matter what the situation is or how tough it may seem, remember, you've had challenges before. You've had things that looked impossible before, and you've turned them around. So be willing to trust yourself, to have faith that you can find a way, but the way is not going to be found by you giving up or by you becoming overwhelmed. 2, make sure your focus immediately is define the problem explicitly and in writing on a piece of paper, and spend no more than 20% of your time to solve the problem on describing what the problem is. The rest of the time's got to be on the solution. 3, come up with your best plan to handle the challenge as quickly as possible and act upon it. Do not wait. Remember, momentum carries with it power, and inertia binds you to stagnation. Once you've taken action, keep your eyes and ears open. Pay attention. 4, notice what you're getting from your present actions. Are you getting closer to the solution, or are you just creating more of a challenge for yourself? You've got to develop that sensory acuity to pay attention and notice the impact. 5, if what you're trying isn't working, change your approach. Develop the kind of flexibility that allows you to solve virtually any challenge that can come up. One way to do that is learn to ask yourself the question, what would happen if? What would happen if I tried this? What would happen if I tried that? Too many people in trying to solve problems say, oh, we couldn't do this, we couldn't do that. Somebody makes a suggestion, nah, that'll never work. Instead of shutting off possibility, open yourself to any solution by asking yourself the question, what would happen if? What would happen if we did try that approach? What would happen if we tried something that we'd never tried before? What happened if we tried this thing that seems to be silly? By asking the question, what would happen if, you create new possibilities, more flexibility, and therefore a greater chance of getting the result that you want. 6, remember, you've got role models all around you. No matter how difficult your problem is, other people have probably already experienced it. Go to those people and get some of their answers of how to turn things around. 7th key element to handling problems, change your entire belief about what problems are. See, a lot of people think of problems, in fact, myself, quite honestly, other than this tape, I usually call them challenges. I call them problems here to hook you, to grab you, because so many people look at them as problems. For me, my immediate reframe to virtually anything that happens is this is a challenge, and I love a challenge. Problems, they're okay. Solving problems, that feels pretty good. But taking on a challenge, to me, that's inspirational. And remember, we've got to realize that the words we use create states in us. So you might want to change problems to challenges for yourself and just realize that's what they really are. They're an opportunity for you to expand and grow.